Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sabrina Steerwalt, and I'm Everyday Einstein, bringing you quick and dirty tips to help you make sense of science. Like many other residents of Los Angeles, I woke up this morning to the smell of campfire in the air. The sun, normally bold and bright and unforgiving, was barely visible, like the beam of a small flashlight trying to make its way through the thick, smoky clouds. When I stepped outside to walk the dog, tiny white flakes of ash rained down on my sleeve. As I say this, the El Dorado fire has burned more than 14,000 acres in San Bernardino and Riverside counties in Southern California and is 41% contained. Not too far away, the Bobcat fire in the Angeles National Forest has spread over 32,000 acres and is only at 6% containment. And right now, 500,000 people are under evacuation orders in Oregon. When discussing the fires in a recent class, one of my students mentioned that the U.S. Forest Service doesn't expect the Bobcat fire to be contained for another 45 days, which means mid-October. 45 days of firefighting is mind-boggling to me, so I had to investigate. We've discussed the causes of wildfires on previous episodes, but once a wildfire happens, how do we contain it? The main tool in a firefighter's arsenal is a control line. Also called fire breaks, these are natural barriers that stop the fire from spreading. Sometimes these control lines occur naturally, thanks to a break in the vegetation, like a river or a rock outcrop. In fact, part of the containment of the Bobcat fire came from the fire running up against the previously burned site from a widespread fire the year before. Firefighters may also create control lines by digging ditches and using yet more fire and even explosives to break up existing brush. If the creeping fire hits a spot that has already been burned, the fire has no fuel to continue and thus has nowhere to go. In some cases, firefighters may lay down a flame retardant along the control line. That's known as a wet line. Firefighters usually report the percentage of containment, as in, containment is at 70%. A wildfire that is 70% contained has complete control lines around 70% of its perimeter. A fire is officially contained if it is fully enclosed by those control lines, and that includes any related fire spots. So the fire may still be burning within the boundaries of the perimeter set by the control line, but opportunities for the fire to spread have been cut off. In direct attacks on the ground, bulldozers may be brought in to clear vegetation in order to form a control line. Machinery can also be used to help dig ditches parallel to the flames to force the fire to burn in a certain direction. Even fire beaters, a simple rubber flap on the end of a pole, may be used by hand to beat back a fire. When a fire grows so large that it's not safe for people to be on the ground close to it, we fight from the air. Aircraft drop water and flame retardant across the fire. In recent years, CAL FIRE has reported dropping more than 15 million gallons of flame retardant each year, with sometimes more than 2.5 million gallons working to douse a single fire. When you hear that a fire has been contained, you may wonder whether it's been put out altogether. Let's talk about the differences between contained and controlled fires.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Once a control line has been set and a fire is considered 100% contained, it is usually still burning. Although unlikely, it can still jump the control line and reignite. For example, in dry conditions, even a slight wind could pick up a still smoldering ember and carry it to fresh vegetation to refuel the flames. So contained fires are still monitored very closely at their perimeter, and the fight continues against hotspots. Those are the more active and dangerous spots toward the interior that could later reignite. A fire is considered controlled when it has been contained and it no longer burns along the interior of the control line, and any potential hotspots have been snuffed out. So who are the firefighters? Well, 540 people have been assigned, according to the Incident Information System, to fight the Bobcat Fire. Over 1,200 are battling the nearby El Dorado Fire. In the United States, those fighting wildfires come from federal agencies, including the National Park Service, the U.S. Forest Service, the Bureau of Land Management, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and from more local organizations at the state level, like the Department of Forestry. According to the National Wildfire Coordinating Group, firefighters must meet rigorous fitness standards as well as specific education requirements set by each agency. Typical areas of study for a firefighter could include agriculture, plant science, natural resources, or civil engineering. But a large fraction, at least here in California, of those sent to extinguish fires and save our communities from burning are prison inmates. They are usually set with the laborious task of clearing brush by hand with saws and axes in support of creating that ever-important control line. In fact, in one of the more devastating headlines I've read recently, NPR reported that the coronavirus pandemic has sidelined more than 1,000 prison inmates who normally would be helping fight the fires in the U.S. So we owe a tremendous debt of gratitude to these inmates for their efforts. Now, to keep wildfires in check, firefighters literally fight fire with fire by setting controlled burns before a fire even starts. By choosing strategic locations for the vegetation to be burned out, firefighters set limits on how large a future fire could grow. And on smaller scales, residents in at-risk cities and towns are often required to pare back any overgrowth on their properties. Obviously, we don't want to fell all of our forests, and luckily, we don't need to. A big cause of wildfires, as in 85% of wildfires, according to the National Park Service, is human carelessness. So far, the city of Monrovia cites a precise time for the start of the Bobcat Fire, 1221 on September 6th, 2020, but the cause of that fire is still under investigation. The El Dorado Fire, on the other hand, is known to have started by a pyrotechnic set off at the edge of the El Dorado Ranch Park at a party meant to reveal whether a pregnant woman would be having a boy or a girl. And side note, although commonly called gender reveal parties, these parties actually reveal the sex of the baby, not its gender. Sex and gender are not the same. And if that sounds familiar, it's because it is. A large wildfire burned more than 47,000 acres and caused more than $8 million in damage when someone shot a gun at an exploding target at a gender reveal party 2 years ago in 2018. So clearly a major wildfire prevention mechanism is for humans to take better care of their environment. And Oregonians and Californians aren't the only ones facing massive wildfires. Thanks to climate change, they are becoming more and more common across the globe and have raged in Greece, Brazil, Australia, and Indonesia, just for starters. You can check the air quality near you in the United States at AirNow, and CAL FIRE tracks the status of fire spread and evacuation zone coverage in California. And to all my fellow West Coasters, stay safe out there. Until next time, I'm Dr. Sabrina Steerwalt with Everyday Einstein's quick and dirty tips for helping you make sense of science. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.